Hello there, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Nathan Smith, and today I'm going to be showing you a couple of things to do with SoundRTS. The first thing we're going to do today is I'm going to show you how to copy a single file map. Now, what a single file map is a map that basically is uncomplicated, has been coded very quickly, and just comes in the simple notepad file. So what we're going to first do is we're going to go to where you downloaded the map to, which for me is in maps folder. What we're going to do, we're going to use ntm6 for this example, ntm6.txt, which actually hasn't been released yet, but it will be. So what we do then is we select the file, we copy, control C, and we go to SoundRTS 1.2A9 Windows. Now this file, this folder may be in your downloads folder. If you're using Windows 7, it will be in something like C, users, your username, downloads, SoundRTS folder, and then we're going to go into that folder like that.
I don't feel it.
And next, we're going to go to the multi folder.
Meta server. Mods multi 5020.
So we're now in here. And then what we're going to simply do here is just Control V to paste.
NTM6.txt.
And there you go. That has been that has been put in the folder. Then what you would do is you would launch SoundRTS, you will go to Single, Start New Game, and it will be in that list. So that is a single map file. The next file we're going to do is a complicated map folder. You may recall a little while ago me releasing Nathan Tech's Modern Map version 2.0, and that is the one we are going to use for our example. So we're just going
multi map icon 3 of 7 map.
I'm going to put it in this folder for now.
So it's just NTM1v2.0.zip.
Okay, so we have a .zip file here. Okay, we cannot put a .zip file in there. So what we've got to do is extract that file. So it's probably different for different systems, but my personal method is to go to the context menu.
Open and extract all.
And extract tool.
Map. I extract. Compress zip. Browse. Show extracted files when complete. Check. Not check. Extract. But press.
And that will extract it.
Map items view list ntm1v2.0.zip 4 of 9.
Okay, so then we go to the folder ntm1v2.0 and we're going to press enter on that.
Items view list completely not select.
Excellent. So I've been, I hate to boast, of course, but I've been smart enough here and helpful enough to the user to make it so that it's single layered. So what we're going to have to do now is simply just select that folder by, whatever your method is. Control C to copy.
Public icon, multi icon, multi.
Go to the multi folder and paste with Control V.
NTM1v2.03 of 96.
And that has literally just pasted that in nice and quickly. So that is a double map. And again, literally, you will go to SoundRTS, you will launch the application. Go to Single, Start a Game On, and it will be in that list, which is fantastic, of course. Next, we will do a campaign. Now, again,
map icon 2, public icon 3 of 6, public, and Nathan Ted campaign.
Yeah, so
map icon 2 of 7, map. Nathan Tech campaign 1.
You may recall a little while ago Nathan Tech releasing the Nathan Tech campaign number 1. You can find details of this on my website, which I will give you at the end of this tutorial. Now, to copy a campaign file, obviously, first of all, you need to extract the files.
Contact, open up, extract, Extract. Show extracted files when complete. Checkbox not checked. Expressed. Unavailable.
And this is just extracting now. So I'll there you go. Just filling space here. Okay, so again. Okay, so we find the folder, Nathan Tech campaign 1 with the extracted file. We press enter on that.
Items view list, Nathan Tech campaign 1 not selected, 1 of 2.
Now, this is a perfect example of what I would call double tiered. And what this is where the developer, i.e. me, has zipped the files into a zip folder and it has created a folder in a folder. But that's quite simple. What you do there is you simply go into the Nathan Tech campaign 1 folder and there'll be another one called Nathan Tech campaign 1. All you've got to do is select that, copy that file, and then instead of going into multi, we will go into single.
Items view list, single 7.
And then simply paste.
Confirm folder.
Now, obviously, with me here, it's saying confirm folder replace because mine.
No button, yes, but no button, red, not single items view.
Is already in there. So, yeah.
Nathan Tech campaign 1 icon. Nathan Tech. Same public icon.
Most developers.
Temp icon, two, temp.
If you'll drop give me seven, just a moment.
Download.
Yeah, okay, so most developers will, in fact, they will write a README file, or at least I know I do, I write a README file in which these instructions are enclosed. So, for a developer's peace of mind, if you have got a question, have a look in that file first, you know, it's there for a reason. We don't put them there for fun. Well, maybe we do, but that's not the point. So, the final thing we're going to do today is make a mod. Well, we're not actually going to make a mod, but we're going to copy a mod. How do you activate a mod? This is a question I have been asked quite a few times. So, what we have to do is find the mod, first of all.
Nathan Tech mod 901.
And there it is. Fantastic. So, we're just going to select that folder, copy that folder, as we did before.
Single icon, two, single.
And this time, we are going to put it in the mods file, or the mods folder.
Items view list, meta server, mods folder.
Perfect, there it is. And what we do now is we paste.
Nathan Tech mod 3 of 7.
There you go. And now that isn't complete. What we need to do now is, what I do, the safest way to do it, is to go to file, rename.
Open O, close E, proper rename and.
Rename.
Items
go to the end by pressing the end key, then hold down your shift key and press home. That will select the file name. Just copy that to your clipboard. So just end, select, copy, and then escape. Now that won't do anything to the files inside, it just makes it easier for you. And what we're going to do now is press backspace to go back a file. Then we're going to go to users, or user, sorry, still in the sound RTS folders, in user, go in there,
hey, mods not selected, 1 of 9.
And we're going to go to soundrts.ini, and it is the last file, I believe.
Stats.tm.
No, maybe not.
Soundrts.ini of 9.
Okay, yeah, it is the second from last file on the list, and you'll open that in Notepad. If you've done this before, then it will automatically open that in Notepad. If not, just select Notepad from the list that comes up. Luckily, I've done this before, so we just press Enter.
SoundRTS.ID Notepad. Edit. General. Login equals Dugger. Mods equals Nathan Tech.
Okay, so you can see here, the first line is General, then
login
equals, and your login. Next line is what we're interested in.
Mods equals. M-O-D-S space equals space.
And that is what the mods, or what mod you will have activated. Now for this, we've already copied it to the clipboard, so all we need to do is paste.
D.
And that has put in...
Nathan Tedmod.
So it now reads...
Mods equals Nathan Tedmod.
Now, I don't know if it affects it enough, or if it doesn't affect it, or whatever, but I have left, and I found it works, left a space between mods space equals space, and then the mod's name. Now, obviously, you can do this with any mod, so it might be mods space equals space Bob's mod. I've usually found, though, that the mods are usually all one word. So we're going to, what you would do then, is save that file.
Notepad pressed. User, right?
You will come out of user, so back to the SoundRTS folder. Then you will launch SoundRTS, and the mod will be automatically loaded for you. So, that's about it, really. A point I didn't mention before with the campaigns is, again, it will automatically come up in the list. If you go to start single, it will be in that list there. I think final notes to note are the fact if your map isn't showing up, make sure that it's not a double-tiered. So, what I mean by this is... For the campaigns, again, as a prime example, is that it will go soundrts backslash single backslash Nathan Tech campaign 1 backslash, and then the files like 1.txt, 2.txt, they will all be in that folder. Otherwise, it won't work. Between you and me, a little secret, it won't work. But don't tell anyone else. So, that's about it for this tutorial, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you found it helpful. The link you are looking for to find out details about my current releases, like Nathan Tech's Modern Map version 2.0, Nathan Tech's Campaign 1, and of course the very exciting Nathan Tech Modern Mod coming out hopefully at the end of this month, which is May 2015, by the way, in case you're listening to this in the future. To get to that, the web address you are looking for is http://nathanteche.podserver.info/my.html. I hope you found this tutorial rather helpful, ladies and gentlemen. If you have any feedback, comments, or suggestions, please do get in touch. The email is
nathan-teche@hotmail.com. Thank you very much.